I'm Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Jimmy Fallon's writers, I know I'm obsessed with this. I talk about this every day. They've been on such a good run. What the hell happened? Listen to these four jokes. He must have, like, the good writers and the hacks were working the other day. Fallon, if you don't know Jonathan Swan, he's an Australian reporter, which is fun because we got to see a Trump interview go down the drain in the opposite direction. It's hacky. Fallon, the interview was such a disaster. At one point, FEMA showed up and wrapped Trump in a foil blanket. Yeah? Fallon, that's right. The interview was on HBO, which is why beforehand they showed this graphic. Adult content, child language, brief stupidity. Those aren't good, Jimmy. Sorry, bad. Seth Meyers said in a new interview, President Trump said the coronavirus pandemic is, quote, under control as much as you can control it. What? You're not controlling it at all. You're handling the pandemic the way parents handle a third child. Gotta get tired eventually. Just turn the TV up. Seth again, when asked in a new interview how history will remember late civil rights leader Congressman John Lewis, Trump said he did not know because he doesn't know John Lewis. I guess in the same way Republicans suddenly won't know Trump after November 4th. From The Hollywood Reporter, who's the boss? In development to come back as a sequel. Yes, Alyssa Milano and Tony Danza are expected to return. The new take on the show, which is in the early stages of development, will follow Samantha's life as a single mother who's now living in the same house where the original was set and her relationship with her dad, who's now retired. Judith Light and Danny Pintaro are not yet attached to the new project, but they might be brought on board. The fifth member of the core cast, Katherine Hillman, died in 2019. No writer yet. And like I say around my house, you'll watch. Now, yesterday I told you about Isaac Butterfield, the Australian comedian who offended some folks with a joke about the Christchurch shootings. In a YouTube video, Butterfield said, "It's a joke. It's not real. It's make-believe. I don't really feel like that, but that's what comedy is." Was the joke rude, horrible, offensive? Yes, and that's the point. Everybody knows what happened in Christchurch is horrible, but we laugh about horrible things all the time. It's how people deal with tragedy. I understand why you're offended, because I'm offended by it too. That's the point. I won't apologize for it. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who is rarely mentioned on Daily Comedy News, said, "No one in New Zealand would ever want to see anyone taking lightly something that had such an extraordinary impact on our Muslim community." The Moon Tower Comedy Festival had a punt on 2020. You know why? Well, they're going to be back in 2021. They're going to try two festivals. The 2020 festival, which was their ninth annual, will be moved to spring 2021 and will feature three weekends of headlining comedy. Some of the names for the ninth annual Moon Tower Comedy Festival: Nikki Glaser, Nick Kroll, Maria Bamford, Middleditch and Schwartz, Todd Barry, and more. So if you want to see Glaser, Chris Fleming, and Todd Barry, that's in April. If you can wait till May, Ronnie Chang, Jackie Novak, and Joe List. And if you can wait till June, you can see Nick Kroll, Maria Bamford, and Roy Wood Jr. Oh, wait, but there is more. In the fall, Moon Tower will celebrate its 10th anniversary with an additional festival. That festival will follow their traditional four-day format. No lineup yet on that. But there are dates, September 22nd through the 25th, 2021, just 13 months from now, when hopefully we can go to a show. From the Laugh Button, hey, Ren and Stimpy, not just a documentary. New episodes. Yeah, Comedy Central announced they're going to produce new episodes of the boundary-pushing cartoon. Sidebar, there's a move I totally stole from Conan O'Brien, and I just did it. It's when you read a headline and you go, "Yeah, the headline says this." That whole "yeah" thing, totally from Conan O'Brien. I'm aware I do it. I know where I got it from. Cop to it. And I like doing it. Yeah, Comedy Central has announced they're producing new episodes of the boundary-pushing cartoon. Let's hear from The Suit. The Suit, Chris McCarthy, says, "We are excited to reinvent this iconic franchise with a new creative team and our partners at the Nickelodeon Animation Studio." Boy, does that not excite fans, Chris McCarthy? Ren and Stimpy joins our rapidly expanding roster of adult animation, including South Park, Beavis and Butthead, and Clone High, as we continue to reimagine our treasure chest of beloved IP for new generations. Holy cow, what a suit. Oh my God, greedy suit. As we reimagine our treasure chest of beloved IP. Ooh, what an executive. Oh my. And did you catch in there? We are going to reinvent this iconic franchise with a new creative team. So we'll see if the new episodes of Ren and Stimpy are any good. All right. The interweb are buzzing about Sam Jay. The New York Times wrote about Sam Jay's special 3 in the Morning, which premiered Tuesday on Netflix. I have not yet watched it as I record this episode of Daily Comedy News. It was filmed on February 22nd, as the Times says, pointedly tried to dig into the big issues of the day, but inevitably it suddenly looks less topical since she doesn't address the virus, the death of George Floyd, or any protests. The interviewer asked if this bothered her, and Jay said, "I hope my special doesn't come out and people think, as a black person, I just chose not to speak on this." Vulture reviewed the special, and they wrote, "Do not mistake my praise for Jay's boldness as a disregard for her craft. None of 3 in the Morning would exist if she weren't so happy to walk onto a stage and poke at all the things that are uncomfortable to poke, but none of the special would work if it hadn't been so painstakingly built this way either. Her storytelling and timing chops are most obviously on display in the running/returning story about traveling with her girlfriend. It's exactly the kind of joke that's dialed in so tightly that it manages to come off as loose. And yeah, there are bits of the hour that don't hang together quite as well, a few transitions that could have been tied down more firmly. They're tiny, though, in the larger scheme of things, and all 3 in the Morning is so funny and smart and well done, full of bluster, pride, and insight. I would have happily hung around to listen to Jay sneer and smirk and wink and scoff her way through another hour. Wow, that's pretty strong. I will check that out." I saw this one about Toronto-based comedian Marcel St. Pierre, primarily known as an improviser, but apparently back in 2003, he put together a, quote, dream team of some of the Toronto's best and put together an album of sketch comedy. That album was called Got a Dime. It was immediately hailed as filled with treasures by Now Magazine's Glenn Sumi. The original 26-track CD has long been out of print and was only made available as a physical copy to the audience members over the epic 3-night opening release shows held at the Second City's Tim Slim's Playhouse in October 2003. The album was never meant for wide release. It was actually a demo to pitch for an ensemble radio show to the CBC. Meetings were held, but in the end, it was not meant to be. Well, the album has been dusted off. Wall and Couch, now available wherever you get your streaming comedy. So that's something random to check out. From blogtoe.com, let's keep talking Toronto. Tonight, the beloved Comedy Bar reopens to the public. That is a good club. I've actually been there when I went to visit Toronto as part of the Toronto Comedy Festival. I'm making it sound like I was part of the Toronto Comedy Festival. No, I was covering the Toronto Comedy Festival, which was in Toronto, which is why I was there, which is how I found myself at the Comedy Bar, which is a good club. The spokesperson for the Comedy Bar says, "A big part of the Comedy Bar experience was coming down those steps on the weekend and entering a bustling room with people going in and out of the showrooms and freely congregating around the tables in the bar. We've had to change the customer journey entirely in order to safely accommodate our guests while protecting our staff. Now we've made the switch to table service only as required. Upon arrival, visitors will be required to check in outside the front door, where staff will ensure that masks are being worn and screening questions will be asked. Customers will then proceed to the box office, where tickets will either be validated or purchased and contact tracing information will be recorded. After checking in, the visitors will be escorted to their table in the showroom, where drink orders can be placed and paid for using brand new software. The 8 o'clock show tonight, Bedroom Antics. The 10 o'clock show, Naughty and Nice. Got another show for you tonight. Well Read, they'll go on live for their first online show at 9 p.m. Quarantine Comedy. Tickets cost $15. You can find those at rushtix.com. The Well-Read guys talked to Knox News. Drew Morgan said, "There's something about comics where we have to be slightly less professional than everyone else. So in the past, that meant that we barely wore pants to our job and got drunk at work. And now that everybody's barely wearing pants on the job and getting drunk at work, we have to go a step further." Trey Crowder said, "I think this is the first time I've seen Drew on a Zoom call with a shirt on." Quarantine Comedy. Can you smell the hack? Oh, did I say that? And one more from myhorrynews.com. Oh, I have so many jokes because the first time I read that, I read it as myhornynews.com, which is a totally different website I go to for a totally different podcast. But now I'm realizing even myhorrynews.com sounds like it's for that other project that I work on that I'm not telling you about. That's a joke. I think he's kidding. I don't think he does porn podcasts. Myhorrynews.com, H-O-R-R-Y news.com, tells us tonight is, "Whose Mask Is It Anyway?" Yes, it's an improv comedy show for ages 13 plus. In this audience interactive improv comedy show, the performers create the show without a script. As we now live in a world of COVID chaos, let's turn chaos into comedy for an hour. MyHoryNews.com has the information. Apparently, the place is near Myrtle Beach, so if you're in that area, check it out. CarolinaImprov.com for some actual information. That is your comedy news for today. Subscribe on Apple or Google, follow on Spotify, and wow, that was a fun one today. See you tomorrow.